This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Trump administration's cuts have Penn pulling back on spending. The Ivy League school is freezing some hiring and reviewing its capital spending on new buildings. The Trump administration has cut off funding to some research projects already underway. The National Institutes of Health are also slashing indirect funding to universities. Penn has a $22 billion endowment, but in a letter posted on its website, the school says the scope and pace of the possible disruptions may make them more severe than those of previous challenges, such as the 2008 financial crisis or the COVID pandemic.
The House has passed a spending bill that will fund the government through September. It now heads to the Senate. They've got until Friday to pass that in order to avoid a government shutdown. Let's go live to our line to Washington now. It's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, one Democrat joined what almost all Republicans in passing this bill in the House. Going to need more Democratic support than that to pass the Senate, right?
Well, it would take 8 Democrats crossing the aisle to vote for this CR because it's expected that Rand Paul of Kentucky is going to be a stick-in-the-mud no vote on this because for the same reason that a member of his state's delegation, Thomas Massey, in the House voted against it, they just have a principled objection to continuing resolutions. They think they don't cut enough. So if Rand Paul's a no, you need 8 Democrats to cross the aisle to get 60 votes to get this over the filibuster threshold and onto the president's desk, avoiding a shutdown Friday night. The ball is now in the court of Senate Democrats. What are they going to do? The options are get enough moderate Democrats, perhaps Senator Fetterman and others, on board behind it to avoid the shutdown, or heed the calls of liberal activists all across the country who are urging members of the Senate to make a stand here, stand against the DOGE-related cuts that are going on. Just overnight, we've been reporting that half the staff at the Department of Education is being told that they're being laid off. And so the idea here is that Democrats should demand that there be something in this bill that ties the president's hands or aims to with respect to DOGE-related cuts. But even if the Senate were to amend this bill, which it isn't going to because the Democrats don't have the majority, the Democrats don't have the majority in the House, the president could veto it. And you'd still have the same dynamic where there's a shutdown. So all of this is part of the calculus. Yesterday, Senate Democrats huddled for a lengthy lunch where they discussed all of this. Their public-facing strategy is not yet clear. Maybe we'll get a sense of it later today.
Stephen, President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are now in effect, took effect overnight. But the president backed off even steeper tariffs on Canada. What was the calculus there?
For a period of time yesterday, the president was discussing the idea of doubling the tariffs to 50% on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, but he said yesterday that he got some sort of concession from the Canadians as they tried or talked about implementing new tariffs on electricity that comes across the border. And so the president is seeing that as a win. One of the more interesting things we've heard from White House briefings of late was from the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who described tariffs as a tax cut for the American people. Exactly how that makes any sense is not clear.
Stephen, thanks. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, live on our line to Washington.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.